I'm Andrew McKay from the Pensacola Morning News, thanking you for helping us fill the Mayflower.
Hey, this is Chris Bryan from Pensacola right now. Just want to thank you, Pensacola, for helping us to fill the Mayflower.
I'm Dee Dee Flounlacker from Mana Food Pantries, and we have had a great day today, raising nearly 50,000 healthy meals for this community. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks for filling the Mayflower!
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Stephanie Hamrick, district coach for PBIS, will announce our PBIS model schools for 24-25 school year. Thank you, Ms.
Hamrick. Thank you, Superintendent. The state has, over the years, continually increased, raised the bar, raised the standards to qualify for model schools. So I'm extremely proud of the schools that are here today. They have shown fidelity in implementing their plan and come together as a team, and they've worked really hard.
So I had to make a decision in covering the school district meeting for a school board meeting from last week, because, you know, watching so many, I don't always get to them the very next day. School's out this week, so I want to talk about the good news that came out of the meeting, but all the people who would normally be listening at this time aren't in their cars, so it's a weird choice. But the alternative is I could wait till next week when there's always going to be more stuff pushing me around, telling me what I got to cover. So here you go. If you know somebody who teaches at these schools or anybody who's in administration, you know, tell them they should have been listening, or go to the podcast page at newsradio923.com. This is Keith Leonard, superintendent for Escambia County Schools, and Stephanie Hamrick, who is the PBIS Florida Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports Project Coordinator. If you're not familiar with PBIS, well, I'll explain a little bit after we get to the announcements, because they had four schools that we're going to highlight as being awarded this designation this year.
I would like to announce a bronze level model school award goes to Blue Angels Elementary, and we have PBIS coach Mr. Gary Southworth and principal Miss Jane Murphy.
Yay for Blue Angel!
We have another bronze level model school award that goes to Ernest Ward Middle School, and that is with PBIS coach Mrs. Ashley Dunsford and principal Mrs. Tyvanna Bollinger.
Yay for Ernest Ward! That's your two bronze levels. We had a silver.
We have a silver level model school award, and that goes to Ransom Middle School with PBIS coach Mrs. Sarah Alderman and principal Dr. Al Marsh.
Woo, Ransom! And if there's bronze and there's silver, well, there must be gold.
And we have one gold level model school award this year, and that goes to Navy Point Elementary with the PBIS coach, Mrs. Don Paulus, and assistant principal, Mr. Jacob Freeman.
Yay! So Navy Point Elementary, Ransom Middle, Ernest Ward and Middle, and Blue Angel Elementary all receiving this designation from PBIS. The Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports, that's an evidence-based system, three-tiered system to improve and integrate data systems and practices affecting student outcomes every day. When you have behavior issues is kind of the focus here. And I will tell you, look, I taught for about 10 years at the, you know, college level. And I'm going to say something unkind. Not about these schools. They're great. Not about the fact that they achieved a recognition. That's great. It's going to be about, like, the educational structure in general. And it's been true in every case I have ever cared enough to look at. The purpose of language is to create ideas moving from my head to your head. That's it. Perhaps you say to evoke emotion or produce insight. Okay, sure. But there's ideas in my head. I'm going to select words as the transmission mechanism, possibly gestures, okay? Sometimes visual aids. And I'm going to, through language, I'm going to communicate them to your head via my mouth, your ears, and in this case, radio waves and some other, you know, interesting technology. The people in education, I don't mean like the frontline teachers. I mean the people who do like educational theory, the people who do a lot of the college courses on education. Often the administrators or bureaucrats, the people who kind of run the systems and oversee things like this PBIS. How do I want to say this? There's no kind way to say this. Somewhere along the line, they completely forgot the purpose of language and communication. So what they did, and this is not unique to education, but I happen to know it most intimately in the education domain, is they started adopting a practice of writing gobbledygook. Complicated terms when you don't need them, proprietary language that's designed to obfuscate, this impenetrable morass of hazing that's supposed to make it seem like what you're doing is very advanced and arcane and difficult and complicated, when I'm a fairly intelligent person, I know the English language, and I know education. And I look at it and know the game you're playing is to use language to interfere with clarity and communication instead of using language to facilitate communication. I remember I'm going to interrupt myself with the traffic on the files. I'll come back to this in a second because it's just worth saying, and nobody ever bothers to say this stuff out loud. Go ahead, PJ.
Still working that vehicle crash, County Road 297A at Heaton Road in Cantonment. They're saying the roadway is open. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 westbound, mile marker 36, right near Milton. They're saying the roadway is open. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. There's an old idea in philosophy. I think it might have been Wittgenstein who was kind of fond of this, but I could be mistaken about that. So I think it was him, but the idea was that if you cannot explain it to a child, you don't understand it. And what I find a lot of times with folks in higher ed, particularly, is they've completely lost the capacity to explain it to a child or even, a moderately intelligent teenager. They're only able to explain it to other highly trained priests of education who have already been saturated in the ridiculous terminology that they all use collectively to interfere with good communication. It's like a rite of passage. I saw this in philosophy particularly. You see it in all domains of education, academic environments. Well, we need that specialized language in order to describe the complicated things that we're working on. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if I understand your concept and I can explain it without using that language, then you don't need the language either. You're adopting that language as a barrier, as a way of keeping people from understanding what's going on. And then you think that you've somehow done a cool thing by mastering or at least pretending to use proficiently this language that winds up making it impossible for anybody to know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, I know for some of you, what I'm talking about, you don't relate to this at all. Those of you who are in education, I assume are saying amen in your cars. I assume you're all like, say it, Andrew, say it. Okay. So when I taught, I remember teaching at a school that was, I'll just say it wasn't one of the better schools I taught at. I taught some very good schools. I taught at some not so great schools. And I remember teaching at one of the not great schools. It was more grant dependent. It was more dependent on federal programs, all this stuff. And I remember having to do a proof of quality of the curriculum and just reading the form that I had to fill out to answer the questions to prove that I was using, the right kinds of archetypes and the appropriate level of infrastructure and the doing the proper archaeology for these various artifacts that I was going to be using. And I just thought, oh my God, some 8th grade educated person got out of thesaurus. And look, I know the terms have meaning within the domain, but you do not need to use them. They're used in order to make you pretentiously look smarter than you really are. Some people use complicated language as a way, you be able to try out their synonyms every once in a while on you, because they're trying to make themselves look smarter than they really are. Anyway, that's the problem here. This PBIS business, I looked it up because I did not know what this PBIS thing was, which is the certification that these schools got awarded. Again, this is not, I'm not criticizing the schools. The schools are doing great. I'm not criticizing the school district. The school district's doing their best within the system they've got to achieve these things. Let me read to you. Yeah, somebody texts in, it's nothing more than intellectual gatekeeping. Yes, that's correct. Positive behavioral interventions and supports grew out of the science of positive behavior supports as a field PBS defines itself as an approach to behavior support that includes an ongoing process of research-based assessment, intervention, and data-based decision-making focused on building social and other functional competencies, creating supportive context, and preventing the occurrence of problem behaviors. PBS relies on strategies that are respectful of a person's dignity and overall well-being and that are drawn primarily from behavioral, educational, and social sciences, although other evidence-based procedures may be incorporated. PBS may be applied with a multi-tiered framework at the level of the individual and at the level of larger systems, e.g. families. If somebody starts using e.g. in the middle of their already incomprehensible. Anyway, e.g. families, classrooms, schools, social services programs, and facilities. I remember remember when Dilbert was popular back in the 90s, I think, I want to say, and computers had kind of, you know, websites had just, there was a Dilbert mission statement calculator that would randomly generate for you gibberish that sounded like a mission statement. You know, our mission in this business is to prolongate the egalitarian and equitable control systems for facilitating the maximized flourishing of the human potentialities. You know, or like, just, it's just nonsense. Well, Andrew, those words actually make sense. Yeah, but they're still nonsense. And this is what it reminds me of. It's, and I'm telling you, this is one of the problems. It's not, is this even the most important? No. But is this one of the problems within education? Yes. Yes. You have forgotten that what you're doing is teaching kids. And what you're doing here is you're making something. And I look, I'm big on charts. I read their chart and their Venn diagram and stuff. And I thought, this is idiotic. This is really, it's sad that schools have to try to jump through the hoops to get these certifications, because I'm sure the certifications are meaningful to people, but you have whole fields of people. Their whole lives are dedicated to advancing this silliness. So I know I managed to take a good story and turn it bad, but congratulations to the schools. It's a good day for Escambia County to have these four schools get the model school designation, bronze for Blue Angel Elementary and Ernest Ward Middle, silver for Ransom, and gold for Navy Point Elementary. Good job. Way to go. I'm sorry that you have to live in this system that can't see straight and can't solve the problems in part because of this kind of crap. 622 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works six times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking? 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts. And 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues through the holidays with The Grinch, Charlie Brown, the Polar Express Tour, and so much more. See visitpensacola.com for all the info. The third annual Pensacola Community Outdoor Flea Market is Sunday from 10 to 5 at Community Maritime Park. Get some holiday shopping taken care of and help out Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Socrates, Hey, we know that name.
Yeah. Hey, look him up. Oh, it's under Socrates. Oh, yeah.
You recognize this, PJ? This is an obscure one. Got this voice. It's Joan Jett.
I was going to say Joan Jett.
Yeah, but it's not a song I had ever heard on the radio. But I like going and listening to albums because then you find like the song that nobody's really heard unless they own the album. And, oh, man, that's really good stuff. I'm going to use that for bumper music. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, County Road 297A at Heaton Road in Cantonment. They're saying the roadway is open. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries, I-10 westbound, right at mile marker 36. That's near Milton. Roadway is clear. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola now backed up to Central Avenue. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Just one more note on this whole education and terminology thing. When people use language to exclude, they're using it as a form of bullying. And it's usually people who aren't super smart to begin with because that's their they've succeeded just enough to be able to adopt that system to make it seem like they're smarter than they are. The smartest people, sometimes they can't communicate very well, but that's just because they can't. but really, the smartest people don't do it that way because they're trying to include everybody. You listen to me talk, and I will sometimes talk about fairly complicated things, but I am always trying to get everybody in. I'm trying to get everybody to understand. And not by using this very difficult language that you do not have to master. I mean, it can help, but you do not have to master in order to grasp these concepts. The other thing, by the way, is in a meeting, let's say, or in a presentation, when somebody's using all of this complicated verbiage to actually make it harder to understand and they're pretending like it's clear, nobody's ever willing to be the person to raise their hand and be like, could you try explaining that this time in English? Because you don't want to be the one that looks stupid. But you're not the one that looks stupid. You're the one that's actually asking the right question. And the, you know, first pass, right, the person who's speaking this way is going to look at you like you're, you know, son of Satan or something. Well, I said it as clearly as it can be said. No, you didn't. Try again. And you think everybody else isn't having the same thought. You do that pluralistic ignorance thing, right? You think you're the weird one. You think everybody else is different from you. And so you don't believe in the idea that if you demand clarity, everybody else won't also be amening. And it might take a couple of rounds before people come onto your side, but usually eventually they'll be like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's terrible. We should not do that anymore. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. President Trump is launching a new federal push to ramp up U.S. research on artificial intelligence. Yesterday, he signed an order creating what's called the Genesis Mission. The White House says that's aimed at boosting scientific discovery, strengthening America's energy systems, and improving productivity in the workplace. The order even compares the mission to the Manhattan Project. Tyson Foods is making a major cut to its operations. The company's shutting down one of the country's largest beef processing plants in Nebraska. That's going to result in the layoff of more than 3,200 workers there. Tyson says beef supplies are at their lowest levels since the 1950s, so the plant is not sustainable.
$8 a pound for ground beef.
Oh,
yeah, are you high?
It's
holy
bad.
Smokes. I mean, it wasn't within even 6 months ago that I thought $8 a pound for steak was high. It's crazy. They're selling steak at Walmart for $20 a pound. $20 a pound. Anyway, go on.
And I'm not
filet. You know,
right, no,
like
just,
sirloin.
Yeah. Flank steak.
Right.
$25 a pound.
Good Lord.
They've got the mortgage refinancing people with a booth right next to it. In Hawaii, Andrew, scientists are closely watching, here's a name I'll probably butcher, Kilauea. Did I get that one right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
One of the world's most active volcanoes, geologists say the chance of an eruption is high today, and it could happen at any moment.
All right, very good. I so badly wanted to very quickly pull up Eddie Van Halen and play it, and I couldn't do it fast enough. So, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you've got a home improvement project, obviously Pensacola Hardware is there for you. They've been there for you since 1851, 174 years, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. But, and I know it is not even yet Thanksgiving, but I'm just mentioning it. When you get ready to start doing your Christmas shopping, if that has not happened yet, they are a great place to buy gifts. because the front, I don't know, 20% of the store maybe is housewares, is gumbo pots and Yeti and grills and cookware and cast iron skillets and all kinds of SEC merchandise. Like, it's all kinds of cool stuff that you can buy for Christmas for that difficult to get for a person. Could be you. You know, but whatever the case may be, it's a great place to go buying for your Christmas giving. So think about Pensacola Hardware as also Pensacola Housewares. A wonderful place to do Christmas giving, but also, of course, a fantastic place to go if you need advice or if you need tools in order to do home improvement projects. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man, I have so many things that I want to tell you about. I really do. It's funny. It's a week when a lot of people are at home because the kids aren't in school. Teachers are obviously not going to class. People are already on their holiday vacation, but so much going on. The House, once again, is going to try to change the law in Florida to allow 18, 19, and 20-year-olds to buy handguns. To buy long guns, not to buy handguns. You can't buy handguns under federal law. We'll see. We'll see. They've been trying this for years. There's a lawsuit working on it, too.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The holiday travel rush is on, with today expected to be the busiest day ahead of Thanksgiving.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is assuring travelers air travel should operate smoothly, aside from weather in some parts of the country. Duffy also talked about the department's push to modernize U.S. airspace. The FAA says airports are going to employ, quote, lots of different strategies to manage the traffic.
That's Fox Business's Cheryl Castoni. The White House is going to hold its annual turkey pardon this afternoon while the administration focuses on affordability this holiday season.
The Trump administration is making the case that prices are down, but consumer sentiment is still pretty gloomy. Fox News polls show a majority of Americans aren't happy with the way the economy is going. 85% say groceries are up, 78% say utilities are up, and 67% say health care is up.
It's Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. We've got 72 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, some homeowners may see a drop in their homeowners insurance rates. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation saying yesterday that American Traditions Insurance is slashing their rates by about 7%. The state estimates that this will benefit 37,000 policyholders. The Office of Insurance Regulation says it shows that the state's insurance reforms are starting to work for consumers. Well, Florida's bear hunt is still on this December, a judge ruling yesterday against an attempt to block it. The judge denied an emergency request to stop the limited hunt scheduled for early December, although she did not dismiss the larger lawsuit challenging whether the hunt follows the state constitution. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says it did follow proper scientific guidelines and public input before it approved the hunt. Opponents argue that the agency relied on outdated data and made a political decision rather than a scientific one. The judge has given both sides until mid-December to submit their positions before they decide on the full case. Well, Thanksgiving cooking gets underway here in the next few days, and Florida CFO Blaze Ingolia reminding families to be smart if they're going to be frying their turkey. One of the biggest mistakes, he says, is not giving the turkey enough space.
Never overfill a fryer. Oil can pour out of the pot and quickly start a fire. Start off at a half or three quarters as you lower the bird.
And Ingolia says to set the fryer far away from your house, keep it on steady ground, and make sure the turkey is fully thawed before you put it into the oil. Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson says holiday scams are already picking up in Santa Rosa County, and they're hitting a little harder this year. Criminals now turning to artificial intelligence to trick people. Johnson said scammers have been impersonating deputies, demanding money for bogus warrants or fines. But the real danger, he says, is artificial intelligence. He said he was shown an advertisement on social media recently.
And it was me doing my press conference, but I was talking about car insurance. And I'm like, I'm looking at it, it's me, it's my voice talking about how you can save money on car insurance. And it's obviously I never said that. So now you have people calling And it'll sound like, you know, they call an 85-year-old man and his granddaughter. They've somehow got her voice and paired the two up. And they'll call and say, Dad or Grandpa, I'm in prison. I need you to send me so-and-so. And they'll do it.
And Johnson says that the crooks are now copying voices, sometimes the voices of children or grandchildren, and using that to push victims into sending thousands of dollars in panic. He is urging residents to call the sheriff's office if they get any suspicious calls of that nature. Well, Ascension Sacred Heart opening a new emergency room in Perdido Key next month. A state-of-the-art facility on Sorrento Road will have two triage areas, a trauma room, 9 treatment rooms, and imaging tech. The grand opening is set for December 3rd at 9 a.m. The 11,000-square-foot ER facility will employ about 40 people and be run jointly by Sacred Heart Pensacola and the Studer Family Children's Hospital. It's the third freestanding ER for Ascension. Another location is planned at Pace in 2026. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3 PJ's Gutter Traffic on the Fives.
Traffic's brought to you by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your destination for nonstop entertainment. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. There is still a vehicle crash. County Road 297A at Heaton Road in Cantonment. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola backed up to Sunset. I'm PJ with your traffic on the Fives.
We are going to be looking at a decent day today with temperatures starting off in the 50s. We are going to warm up around 76 degrees for your afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, high near 75 with partly cloudy skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 71. We've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. SanDisk will replace Interpublic Group in the S&P 500 index before the start of trading on November 28th. Western Digital bought SanDisk in 2016 and spun it out in February. Omnicom received European antitrust clearance in its attempt to acquire Interpublic. West Virginia Senator Jim Justice and his wife are facing a lawsuit by the U.S. government seeking more than $5 million in unpaid federal income taxes. The lawsuit alleged that Jim Justice and Kathy Justice have neglected or refused to make full payments. Senator Justice was elected in November of 2024. A judge says Peter Coker Sr. and his son Peter Coker Jr. have failed to start making payments for millions of dollars in restitution in connection with their $100 million New Jersey deli stock fraud. Coker Jr. was released from prison in October and immediately deported. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 19, the NASDAQ down 31. That's Your Money Now.
Today, I'm here with Amy Rencher, Senior Vice President of Small Business and Talent at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, or the MEDC, as we like to call it, plays a critical role in really a networked statewide approach to supporting tech-based entrepreneurs and more traditional small businesses across the state of Michigan. This really is a networked approach. We see ourselves as a convener, connector, among partners to export resources, helping lift up best practice across the field, align with national standards, industry standards for best-in-class service to entrepreneurs for benchmarking purposes, for access to capital, for other growth-related milestones, hiring for the first time, hiring many people for the first time. All these things help make for a rich entrepreneurial ecosystem for which we're a key player in.
To hear more of this interview with Amy Rencher from MEDC, go to thismorningwithgordondeal.com and click on the MEDC microphone.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I'm Andrew McKay from the Pensacola Morning News, thanking you for helping us fill the Mayflower.
Hey, this is Chris Bryan from Pensacola right now. Just want to thank you, Pensacola, for helping us to fill the Mayflower.
I'm Dee Dee Flounlacker from Mana Food Pantries, and we have had a great day today, raising nearly 50,000 healthy meals for this community. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks for filling the Mayflower!
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And yes, we're here all week, just like they joke around. You know, I'm here all week. Tip your waitresses. But we'll be here tomorrow, day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day from 6 to 9. Not from 5 to 6. We get take 1 hour off on major holidays. And then on Friday, Black Friday, we're here 5 to 9, whole time. So we'll live radio all the time, every day of the year, except for Christmas. Period. End of story. That's it. Every day except Christmas, we work. I mean, weekdays, obviously. This story with the lieutenant that's now retired from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is it's genuinely horrible all around. You know, we got two people are dead, which is horrible for them, for their families. We've got a lieutenant's good reputation for a long career is now completely ruined. He's being tried. I'm not sure about this justifying a trial personally, but, we'll see. It's awful entirely around the horn. Everything about it is terrible. I mean, even I think Molly Barrows, she wrote a summary about this on Facebook the other day. This is the Perdido Key Drive, case. Okay. She wrote about it. She said such a sad case all around. Couldn't agree more. Former Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy Greg Nesmith has been charged with two counts of vehicular homicide in connection with the fatal collision that killed two 20-year-olds in July, Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham. FDLE announced the charges today. I believe this was Friday she wrote this. They say Nesmith was speeding and failed to stop for an ambulance that had just passed the crosswalk where four friends were walking across to the beach to go crabbing around 3 a.m., according to the report, one of the county streetlights was out at the time, and the lights from the passing ambulance also made it difficult to see the young people who, according to police, rushed across PKD in front of the off-duty officer and didn't see him either. He went to have his first hearing, went to jail, and now he's been bonded out, right? So what you know about this case is likely to determine what you think about who's responsible in the case. And I think until we actually have a trial, there's going to be a lot of speculation about who's to blame. And, of course, since it's an ongoing investigation, particularly of an, at the time, Escambia County Sheriff's Deputy, the Sheriff's Office is not going to say much. Chip has talked to us a couple times about this, but he can't say a lot. FDLE's done their investigation, or FHP, or whoever, I guess FDLE. FHP, sorry, has done their investigation. And Roy Kinsey, good lawyer, was the lawyer for former Lieutenant Greg Nesmith. And here's what he said in the story that Channel 3 ran on this last night at 10 o'clock. Because some of the, well, I'll play in a second. It's alleged that he was speeding. That seems to be true. Okay? How much? Well, facts will show. He was coming from the Floribama where he was working off duty. And there had been a crash down there that the ambulance was going to. So him not pulling over for the ambulance at first seems like a real violation. You always pull over for the ambulance. Well, he's the cop who worked the scene. He knew the ambulance was going, the ambulance wasn't transporting somebody. And he also knew that wherever they were going, they didn't, there wasn't a problem for which he needed to pull over. Now, that may or may not be very normal for a police officer driving the other way, leaving a scene when an ambulance is coming. And so I'm I don't read a lot out of that. I think what you think of is normal. Oh, my God, he didn't pull over for the ambulance. Well, you know, cops are also first responders. They handle things a little bit differently. Speeding, that doesn't seem good, clearly. But then what actually happened with these people? Well, I've read this a couple of different ways, and the gist of it is that you had a crosswalk that apparently they may or may not have been in the crosswalk, but they did not activate the lights, apparently. Question is whether whether they were working properly. Question of whether there's street lights in the area that are working properly. The ambulance is responding, driving west, and Nesmith is leaving, driving east. And what the people who wound up dying did is going to be a major part of this conversation. Here's how Channel 3 and also Roy Kinsey described it yesterday.
This is obviously an incredibly tragic accident.
July 5th at around 3 a.m., then-Deputy Gregory Neesmith was driving home from an off-duty job at the Floribama. Neesmith was in the eastbound lane headed towards Pensacola. At the same time, an ambulance with its lights and sirens on was traveling in the westbound lane.
Mr. Neesmith was aware of the call the ambulance was going to and knew it was no factor for him.
Neesmith's attorney, Roy Kinsey, says Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham were crossing the street at the same time.
The ambulance saw them brake rapidly, honk the horn, and instead of them going back to the north side of the street, they went into the opposite lane of traffic where Lieutenant Neesmith was traveling.
Kinsey says the ambulance blocked Neesmith's view.
He applied the brakes, seeing them almost a split second before the collision, and unfortunately they were both killed.
So I have heard this or read this described as the ambulance had already passed and they were crossing behind the ambulance. That is not how I understood it, and that's not how Roy Kinsey described it yesterday. The best I can do to piece together the story is that they were out very late in the early morning and they were crossing the street and they tried to run across in front of the ambulance, which is not a great plan. The ambulance, which was responding, so it had lights on, honked his horn, slowed down, maybe would have hit them going west. Their answer was to run across the street farther instead of retreating to the north side. Of course, unbeknownst to them, Neesmith was driving in the other lane going east, and between the time of day, the lights and the sirens and the sounds and the ambulance obscuring the vision, it's just about, and that the crosswalk was not activated, it's just about impossible to believe that he would have seen them. Now, if he'd have been going slower, would it have made a difference? Well, it's not clear. But that's going to be the key factor in the trial, you would assume. So they made bad choices. He made a bad choice. There's been some speculation based on the time of day. Were they sober? Were they not? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm sure there was a tox report. You know, I'm sure that's going to come up in the trial. Should they have been running out in front of the ambulance to begin with? Clearly not. Should he have been speeding? Clearly not. You know, should he have pulled over? I'm not sure about that one. It's going to be a complicated case, I think. I think it's a difficult thing to figure out as a jury what to do with it. But it's horrible all around. You've got two people who are dead because of circumstances. You've got the long-serving lieutenant who's facing charges because of what happened. It's the family. It's awful all around. 6:48 on News Radio 92.3. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. The front gate of NES Pensacola backed up to Sunset Avenue. Also getting reports that the back gate of NES Pensacola backed up just across the Gulf Beach Highway. About 5 minutes or longer it'll take you to get to base this morning. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits like health and dental and vision and life and disability. And obviously those are very complicated subjects and usually, you know, kind of not very fun things to deal with. And plus HR management and payroll and all of that kind of stuff. And nobody really likes it much. So that's why you call the people at Torgerson Consulting, because here's the thing. They like it. The stuff that you hate to do, they like to do. And they're good at it. We've been using them here at News Radio and Cat Country for coming up on 5 years, and they've been fantastic. Health plans that we didn't have access to before, customer service that is superior. I mean, genuinely, when we have questions, We always have questions. Think about it. Do I have questions? My wife, you know, would I marry a person that doesn't have questions? We're both question askers. They're great at giving us answers. And, you know, they really make it simple for us. So we're just big fans. I like Torgerson Consulting quite a bit. More than 20 years helping local businesses like yours figure this stuff out. No obligation. You know, if they come and look at what you're doing and, you know, you don't go with them, fine. No big deal. Maybe they come and look at what you're doing and say, hey, you're doing great already. No need to change. But you can have a completely free look at what you're doing and see if they can do it better or cheaper or both. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Are you tired of old arguments that go nowhere? Are you looking to transform your relationship? Local to the Gulf Coast and nationally recognized, relationship coach Julie Nice has helped over 8,000 people turn conflict into clarity. Julie brings empathy, practicality, and proven strategies that create lasting change. From rebuilding trust after betrayal to leading through listening, Julie's programs reset the way you connect. Visit outcomesonly.com today, because better communication means better relationships.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You can't join Mathletes. It's social suicide.
All right, I'm feeling extra salty today. I don't know. Do you, PJ, are you a game show watcher at all historically or today? Do you watch game shows very much at all?
Not really.
Okay. All right. The Weakest Link, did you ever watch that when it was the first round?
I loved it with the British lady.
Yeah, the British lady was great. The mean redhead, as we all are. But deep inside. But now they got Jane Lynch on. So we watch the new one. It's not as good, but it's, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's a show where they ask ordinary questions that are designed to kind of remind you that people are kind of dumb, and then there's this whole game architecture around it where you bank money based on how much you've accumulated and whatever. We watched one last night that was the ex-wives edition of Celebrity Weakest Link. And it was full of people who have been, it was like Kate Gosselin from K Plus 8, you know, or whatever name of that stupid show was. A great show, wonderful show. Kendra Wilkinson, who was one of the, like, girls next door. She'd moved in the Playboy Mansion back in the day. And I think all the rest of them were all various wives of New York and wives of, you know, what's the stupid name of that? It's not that. It's not the name of it. But what is it? The
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives, that's it. And I am proud to say I have never watched a single episode of any of those shows. I may have watched a minute or two in a hotel room scanning back and forth or something like that, but I seriously, it's the most idiotic TV there is. So I was really happy that I didn't know who any of these people were. I was proud of it. And then I happened to know who Kendra Wilkinson was, and I happened to know who, Kate Gosselin was. I'm like, I know who some of them are. Well, let me assure you, this was the dumbest bunch of people that you have ever seen on a game show. And these are, like, wealthy American TV personalities. You know, they're looked to, they're influencers, they're celebrities, they're stars. And a box of rocks measures up real well. And this is, I'm trying to be nice as a Christian. I'm supposed to be nice. I cannot be nice. This was horrendous. So, typically in Weakest Link, the potentiality is to bank $1 million. Nobody ever banks $1 million because of the architecture of the show. But a typical number is like 60,000 or 70,000. They go to the final round with 60,000 or 70,000 in the bank. They went with 15,000. They couldn't get the answers right. They didn't understand how to bank. They would hit the bank button with no money in the bank. I mean, they were. And in fact, one of the ladies who got kicked off at the end, she's like, they told her, you said you banked when there was no money on the line. She said, I did not do that. I'm not that dumb. You really are. And many of you did it. And they banked $0 in several rounds, which is virtually impossible. You have to be incredibly dumb to. Anyway, okay. I want to play a round for you because it was amazing. And I'm trying to tell you that if you watch these shows, stop watching. Well, you may already know this, that these people are not brilliant, okay? But we'll come back to this in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. I-10 westbound right at mile marker 36 in Milton. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola backed up across Sunset Avenue. And the back gate also backed up across Gulf Beach Highway. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Okay, so Jane Lynch is the host. It's not her fault. Kate Gosselin and Kendra Wilkinson were the two non-Housewives people. And then you had Shanna Mokler, Dorinda Medley, Tamar Braxton, Vicky Gunvalson, Cynthia Bailey, and Jill Zarin. Okay. again, these are famous, wealthy, I guess, you know, influential members of the American population for God knows what reason. Well, they're captivating. They're the train wreck. Okay, fine. Here goes. This is your round of three. This is Cynthia Bailey, Jill Zarin, and Vicky Gunvalson. Play along at home if you like.
Let's play The Weakest Link. Start the clock. Vicky, 2025 marked the passing of what versatile actor who played Batman and Iceman?
Oh, I know that. Dark hair, so cute, and I forget his name. Pass it.
Pass. Val Kilmer.
Oh, blonde. Of course.
Cynthia. According to the classic nursery rhyme, old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor dog a what?
A pie.
No, a bone. Jill.
I wanted that one.
Stretching over 2,600 miles, the Keystone Pipeline carries crude oil from what country to the United States?
Russia.
Nope, Canada.
I can see it from my porch. Oh,
Vicky, everyone's after Captain Flint's booty, which is buried at the title location of what Robert Louis Stevenson novel?
I have no idea what you just said.
Treasure Island. Cynthia, what is the French term for the person who's second in command in a restaurant kitchen?
Sous chef.
Correct.
How she knew that one?
Bank.
What geologic layer beneath the Earth's topsoil shares its name with the TV hometown of the Flintstones?
No idea.
Bedrock.
I knew that one.
Vicky, in the movie Back to the Future, the time machine was made from what ill-fated make of car?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had wings and all okay, that nope. stuff.
The DeLorean.
Yeah.
Cynthia, the ulnar collateral ligament is located in which joint of the human body?
Leg.
Nope, the elbow. Jill, time's up.
Oh, my gosh. Those were harder.
They were definitely harder.
You banked $2,500.
They got one question right. How many did you get right? More than one, I hope. Oh, and by the way, one of the gals, the Cynthia Bailey girl, who was the worst and managed to get into the finals because they had schemed ahead of time to do this, whenever she didn't know, which was every time except one time in the whole show, she got one right. The sous chef one was the one she got right.
Marbles. Cynthia, if a guy's dating profile says he has a little cockatiel, that means he owns what type of animal?
Lake Bailey.
Nope, a bird.
She would say Lake Bailey every time she had no idea. Capitalism in a free society sometimes produces the most obscene, absurd consequences, and we are living in it. These are our leaders, people. You get who you watch. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Lottery players get another shot at a big Powerball jackpot before Thanksgiving. Nobody hit the prize yesterday, so on Wednesday it'll be $681 million. With the cash option, that would be $315 million. The odds of winning are about $1 in $292 million. And, roughly $1 in $292 million. And then National Geographic has rolled out its 2025 Pictures of the Year with a lot of shots of wildlife, science, and cultures from around the world. Thousands of images were submitted. The best made it to the annual showcase. Those are on their website now, National Geographic.
You know, I probably got suckered into loving to hate them.
There are actually some pretty good ones.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.